Fowler implement.
Hey, is James in?
Just a second, boy.
Hello, this is James.
Hey, James. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Nice, that's good. The reason I call here, we sent out a couple offers over to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like you guys had done some financing with GE Commercial over there. Sound familiar?
Yep. They do some floor planning for us, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys had a pretty good relationship with them, and that allowed us to give you a pre-approval over here for some equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to touch base and see how business has been treating you lately.
Now, you're talking about doing retail financing for me, or is this just for my needs?
Both, actually. So, like, if you have any... So we're a business bank, though. So, like, if you have any business owners that are looking to get some tractors, we can definitely help you get financing for them and help you make another sale there.
On the retail financing, you know, I might be interested if the rates is all right, but I'm fine for myself.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you you come across people you have trouble getting approvals for sometimes?
Occasionally, yeah.
Occasionally? Okay. Well, yeah. Over here we have, you know, programs for all tiers, so we can always do our best to at least throw a hat in the ring and try to get you an approval for someone that you may be having trouble with. And, you know, even on Better Files as well, we have some really competitive rates, too. So you got a good email. I could shoot you over some applications, and next time that happens, you can try to give us a shot here.
I'd like to see something that's showing how your rates are running.
Okay. Yeah, I could throw that over there in the email too for you. Typically, the rates are like right around mid-single digits. It all depends on, you know, the vehicle though, or the tractor, depending on what's you know, how many miles and hours are on it there.
Well, my new one's Kubota does all that, and that's all pretty much at zero interest. So, you know, we don't have a market for that. But on my used stuff, now I do have a market for that.
Okay. You get how you do, what would you say the breakdown is between new and used you typically sell?
Well, I don't know, but where Kubota's got zero interest, that just takes the new out of the market for anybody else.
Oh, of course, yeah, that is, you know, extremely hard to beat there. But and, on the used, though?
Their discounts for not taking it in some instances is none, and if there is a discount, it's very little, but on like my smallest and my biggest right now, there's not a dollar's difference whether you do the zero for 5 years or you don't.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have some programs like that over here as well, really competitive on that. But like I was saying, it does cover used as well. So, I mean, if you, you know, you said you had
now,
some used equipment
used,
over
I'm,
there.
I'm interested in finding a good finance source for my used.
Yeah, no, we can definitely help you out with that there. It's typically the way it would work. I mean, when you do have somebody who's looking to buy something, just have them fill out one of our applications, and either you or they can send it over to us. If you did, I would get in contact with you, you know, see if you wanted to work with me there or if you wanted me to get in contact with the customer. But typically, within the day or so, we can get you an approval there, get the ball rolling and stuff.
And typically it's around 5%.
Yeah, little up, little down, right around there. Typically, that's probably average, I'd say.
Okay, my email address is Siler, SILERIM at Access ACCESSHSD.net.
All right, so that was Siler, IM, at Access, HSD.net.
That's it.
Awesome. Alrighty, well, I'll shoot those over your way, and it'll, you know,
what's it going to show up as who it's coming from?
Kyle Vizo. It'd be K Vizo at Bank of Cardiff. And I'll put attention to you there, and make sure you can see it. It'll say equipment financing across the top of it. You guys have anybody right now that you may be looking to send over?
Today, but...
Okay, yeah, no worries. Just wondering if there's anybody currently. But yeah, when you do come across that, whether, you know, good file or bad, quick process over here, can get you an answer within the day, typically, as long as there's no hiccups on that. How long you guys been in business over there?
Since October of 68.
Oh, wow. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Did you start that yourself back then?
No, I was a senior in high school. My dad started it.
Your dad started it. Okay, family business then. That's great to hear. Awesome. So, right on. You guys staying pretty busy then lately?
It's slowing up, but it's been a pretty good year, yeah.
Yeah, does it typically slow down heading into like the end of the year for you guys over there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When does it start picking up the following year?
April.
April? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you guys switch your focus or do anything different around the slower times? Or?
Mostly just try to fix up our used stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Where do you guys get your used inventory most of the time? Just from like
trade-ins.
Trade-ins. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Do you ever like go to the auctions for stuff like that? Or?
I haven't.
No. Okay. Alrighty, well, it was good talking to you there, James. I will definitely wrap up the email here for you, shoot it over your way, that way you can keep those applications there on file. Print a few out, set them on the desk, and next time you're looking to get an approval for somebody, shoot them over my way, and I'll get them all handled for you.
Okay.
Alright, James, you have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yep, bye.